You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 148. And we're going to be looking today at dreams with intense emotional outbursts. You know, those kind of dreams where you wake up and you think, I never thought anybody could be as angry as that. You know, where you've had a dream where there's so much anger or rage expressed that it is superhuman almost. Or you've had a dream that's been full of grief that you didn't think any human being could possibly feel, or shock or terror. And because that's probably a little bit on the dark side, and hey, that's good, dreams enable us to explore the dark side, I thought we'd lighten up on the way to going in there with a couple of very short blogs that I have written that are actually really helpful in helping you understand your dreams, and are maybe a little bit funny, I don't know, but both of them also have themes of what comes out of your mouth or what doesn't come out of your mouth, because as you'll discover when we look at those dark dreams of anger, rage and other deep intense emotional outbursts, it's often because you often dream about those emotions because they don't usually express themselves by coming out of your mouth. You keep them repressed. So what comes out of your mouth or doesn't come out of your mouth is the loose theme for today. And we're going to start with a blog that I wrote in July 2010, so 3.5 years ago. It's actually also, it's a tip in my book, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips. And the title of this one is called Let It Flow, Slippery Secrets Revealed. And of course, it's a tip to interpreting your dreams. Sometimes it pays not to think too hard when writing about your dream in your journal, when recording it in audio, or recounting it to a partner or friend. Let loose a little with your handwriting or typing. Speed it up and don't worry about spelling mistakes, grammar or typos. When telling someone about your dream, don't think about tidying it into a story or adding humour. Instead, let it tumble out without edit. Why? Well, when you're not focused on ordering your thoughts, your dream flows more naturally and you'll find yourself remembering parts of the dream you had forgotten. More important though is that when you let go and let it flow, you'll find slips of the tongue, you know, those Freudian slips and typos reveal clues about the dream's meaning. Dreams tell their stories in the language of the unconscious. So when you're talking or writing about a dream or describing its symbols, the language of your unconscious mind is already on your fingertips or on your lips. You might look back on your notes and see that you wrote heal, H-E-A-L, instead of H-E-E-L, for example, which might give you a big clue about the healing meaning of your dream. Or talking about dreams can provide the best of slippery conditions for birthing a telling Freudian slip, making interpretation easier. Here's a couple of examples. The first example, I heard someone once say when talking about his dream, he drenches my thirst. So rather than being satisfied or quenched, this person feels he is drowning in his lover's attentions. Another example I once heard, the dreamer said, she's past her use me date. He meant past her use by date, but his slip reveals he felt used by her. And the third example I once heard, I have to deal with huge clouds of people in my job. The issue wasn't about crowds of people, it was about their negativity that clouded his day. So write or talk about your dreams at speed to create a slippery surface for your fingertips or tongue. Then write down any typos or Freudian slips and ask what your unconscious mind was really saying about your dream. You know, I actually find that when I do Skype consultations with people, when we have the cameras going, some people do Skype without the cameras, but when we have the cameras going, I often pick up clues from the body language too, because as the person's telling me their dream, once again, they're immersed in the language of their dream language. They're immersed in the language of their own unconscious mind. And sometimes they act that out on their body as well, even when they're just sitting in the chair. And a recent example that comes to mind, and you don't know who it is, so I can tell you this. The person was telling me that, oh, their dream was about they had three fingers missing on one of their hands. So I'm listening to this dream and thinking, I wonder what the fingers represent. But obviously there's three missing things. So I'm just going to ask her what she feels is missing in her life. And I watched her, and she raised her hand, and she raised her fingers, and she pointed at the first finger and said, well, the first thing that's missing in my life is this. And then she pointed to the second finger, and the second thing that's missing in my life is this. And pointed to the third finger, and the third thing that's missing is. And I said, well, thank you, because you've not only been able to clearly identify the three things that are missing in your dream that your dream is addressing, but you've also just enlightened us both about what three missing fingers means in your dream. You see, our dreams are so personal. You really cannot do that thing where you buy a dream dictionary and look up a symbol. If you looked up finger in a dream dictionary symbol, it might give you lots of good ideas, but they won't fit most dreams, and they certainly wouldn't have fitted that one. What I'd say happened in this case is this person was probably, quite often would go around and point things out with her fingers and count things off in her fingers, and this is wrong in my life, and this is missing, and this is missing. And her dreams, in processing those thoughts and feelings and actions, actually went, oh, fingers, yeah, fingers is what is the symbol for things that are missing. So that's how much you can get by when someone is engaged in talking about their dreams. They're closely in touch with their own unconscious mind that chooses the symbols or the language of their dreams. And so that body language can be revealing, can help you in understanding a dream symbol, as can the slips of the tongue. So this is helpful if you're helping someone else understand the dreams, or if you're just being observant about yourself and the way that you record or talk about your dreams. Happens a lot when I do dreams with people. I love it very much. Okay, so the second article that I thought that I'd read here on the way to doing the slightly more serious bit about those dreams with intense emotional outbursts. This is actually one of the, I think it might even be the first blog I ever wrote in October 2009. And it's essentially about also, remember the theme, what does or doesn't come out of our mouth. This is a bit of both, but I'll let you discover it as we go. And it's all about really, this very short blog is all about how we try to stuff memories and experiences that we don't like into our unconscious, very far out of our mouths. So October 2009, and this one I called Extracting Wisdom. I've just had a tooth extracted, a back molar. It was a big deal, my first extraction since childhood. I know dentistry has come a long way in the last 40 to 50 years, but painful memories can loom large. But you're so calm and cool for root canal, drilling and filling, said my dentist. Why are you so anxious this time? Childhood memories run deep, I said. Just turn up the gas. I have my plier-wielding childhood dentist to thank for my usual cool and calm. I remember telling myself as the early 1960s drill plundered into my milk-white tooth that the pain was nothing compared to being eaten by a lion in a jungle. It worked. Instant calm. That old dentist even taught me a bit about dreams and reality when he knocked me out with gas to remove a particularly painful tooth. I had a kind of lucid dream. I was tracing a maze, you know, the kind you get in kids' puzzle books, and every time the dental assistant lifted one of my eyelids to check the anesthesia, the dentist's face appeared in my maze. I was out and not out, dreaming and awake. Listening to the dentist's conversation, the crack and snap of my tooth being lifted out of its swollen socket. So I was surprised to feel so anxious last week going in for that extraction. Of course, the tooth was extracted painlessly, and it was days later that something really strange happened. I suddenly remembered a story that I'd told many times throughout my life, but had somehow mysteriously forgotten since agreeing to have the extraction. When I was 20, I had a wisdom tooth removed. The dentist cursed. My tooth had a long, hooked root. Too much blood spurted in front of my eyes, and apologies were made for not booking me into a dental hospital for a full anaesthetic. So no wonder I was anxious this time round. No matter how wisely my unconscious mind tried to claim that memory to tuck it away for just the time it took to get me into and out of that dentist chair, it still made itself felt as a niggling anxiety. Still, I'm doing pretty well considering I'm running on 75% wisdom, according to my dental chart. So that was that. I managed to actually forget a story which I've told so many times, just slipped from my conscious memory for a whole week before I had that tooth taken out because I really didn't want to remember that pain. And then it came back once I'd had the tooth extracted. I'm stunned at how amazing our unconscious mind is and how much it tries to save us. And sometimes it does, and often it doesn't. Which brings us to dreams with intense emotional outbursts. So what I'm actually doing here is reading from my book Dream Alchemy, which is published by Hachette. It's still very much available. It was first published in 2003, so I probably wrote this in 2002. And the book has been an ongoing seller, which is great. So you can still get it in paperback version, and you can also, it was also released in digital format as an ebook by Hachette last December. So you can go to Amazon to get that. So this is Dreams with Intense Emotional Outbursts. An extract from Dream Alchemy, page 317. Dreams where you are wild with rage, anger, grief, shock, and terror. It's important to understand a little bit about these very frightening dream experiences. Anger and rage. There are different degrees of anger, and then there is rage. Many people who are quiet and considerate towards others in waking life dream of expressing such rage that it spills into violence. In dreams, you may find yourself feeling so angry that you shake someone violently, squash them, or hurt them in ways that are not even physically possible in waking life. You may wake up with your heart pounding because of the adrenaline released by your real feeling of anger and rage in your dream. Firstly, you need to know that these types of dreams are normal. Why haven't you heard much about them? Well, people are often frightened to tell others about such dreams. Secondly, because the people in your dream represent your beliefs, your experiences, hurts and memories, when you are violently attacking Fernando in a dream, it is not necessarily because you have repressed your anger towards Fernando himself. Pause and ask yourself what Fernando could represent to you. You might decide that Fernando represents selfishness, or that he represents your belief that it is selfish to tell my friends about my feelings of depression and burden them with my negativity, so I'll just keep it quiet. In your dream, you see that you are extremely angry with yourself for feeling selfish because this feeling is stopping you from discussing your depression with your friends. In this example, your anger directs you to see the harm you are doing to yourself through believing that you are selfish. Your dream screams, stop that belief. It is a healthy dream with healthy advice. The real question here is, why are these emotions so explosive and frightening in a dream? Why is it that you can express feelings you didn't know you had at levels you didn't know you were capable of, and that you would not allow yourself to do in waking life anyway? It's all to do with holding back feelings, and that's why these types of dreams are more common for people who don't show their negative feelings much in waking life. If you hold back an emotion, you've got to put it somewhere. It locks into your body as well as into your mind. Your repressed anger will lock into your jaw, grind those teeth. Your hands clench those fists. And your gallbladder, hard, angry gallstones amongst other places. Anger burns your body in fever, rashes, irritation, heartburn, and so on. Repressed anger festers in your mind, even though you try to push it into your unconscious. It's still in your mind because you haven't faced it or acknowledged it. The only way to let an emotion go is to face it, acknowledge it, see where it's coming from, and feel it. Once you're enlightened and lightened, it's gone. If you don't face your emotions, they well up, and eventually, no matter how hard you try to repress them, they explode into your dreams, if you're lucky, otherwise into your waking life. This is a safe place for their expression in dreams. The drama of your dream also allows you to see where the anger is coming from and why you have held on to it. Anger is a strong emotion, but it is a surface emotion. Think of anger as being like the outer skin of an onion. Underneath anger, there are many layers of emotions to peel away before you get to the core of the feelings you are trying to bury and hide from yourself and others. It's easy to use anger as a cover-up, to say, "I'm angry because you hurt me." It's not so easy to say, "I feel angry because I felt alone and rejected when I was a baby, and sometimes you say things that remind me of those feelings. I feel so hurt that I cannot bear to face it, so I'm angry with you because you are standing in front of me and I can blame you for my feelings. It's easier for me to do this than to look into my heart." Releasing anger in a dream is often a sign of a successful dream alchemy that is getting to the core of emotions and beliefs that need to be transformed. The explosive anger is the flying skin of the onion, discarded and no longer required, because the real work is now underway on the deeper levels. Grief, shock, and terror. Grief, shock, and terror are among the many emotions that are found hiding below anger. When someone close to you dies, hurts you, or leaves you, the grief can feel too difficult to handle. It's common to swing between feeling the pain and feeling numb. It's common to feel angry with a person for dying or leaving you, and to feel depressed when you look ahead at your life. After a while, hope creeps back in and you are on your way to recovery. Along the way, grief is felt or repressed, depending on when you can or can't handle it. For many people, grief remains locked up inside for many years, along with unshed tears. Grief is not only to do with dying. From babyhood, there are many losses to grieve. As the eldest child, you may grieve the loss of your parents' attention when your brothers and sisters were born. You may grieve the loss of your comfort blanket taken away from you when you were deemed too old to sleep with it. Of course, you were grieving the security and comfort, not the blanket. You may grieve a loss of love you felt when you were sent off to boarding school. The list goes on. Whatever grief you cannot deal with may be covered with a top layer of anger, like that outer skin of an onion. And when your dreams release the dry brown top skin of the onion, your anger, the soft white layers of grief underneath bring the unshed tears to your eyes. Grief is uncovered and free to flow. It gushes in torrents. It expresses itself overwhelmingly in your dreams, and it even spills over into teary days in waking life. Why are you crying? I don't know. I just feel sad. Unexplained crying extended over a few days is often the result of grief being released in a dream, even if you didn't remember the dream. Look at your dream for clues about your grief. What is the loss that you're grieving for in the dream? Why have you tried to bury it, and why has it come up for you now? Then face it. Acknowledge it. Cry about it, even if you do not fully understand your tears, and even though they may bring 1,000 other memories and feelings. And then let it go. Releasing grief in a dream is often a sign that a dream alchemy practice is successfully clearing your way forward of old obstacles. Treat shock, terror, and other strong emotions released in your dreams in the same way. Look for clues in your dreams about when you first felt the shock or terror, why you tried to bury it, how this denial has affected your life, and why it's come up for release now. How can all this understanding unlock a better future for you? Thank your dreams for releasing your emotions safely, and then move forward to creating a dream alchemy practice for yourself. That's the end of the extract of the book. So that gives you a bit of insight into why sometimes very strong and intense emotions come up in your dreams. Of course, there are many, many ways that I use, methods and approaches that I use, and I teach through my books and through my website and my blogs, and I train with people on how to approach and understand your dreams. But just, you know, beginning with that, acknowledging that these are real emotions that you have repressed, that the time has come for you to begin to acknowledge them, that the time has come to look into the dynamics of your dreams and begin to understand why it's time for you to acknowledge these emotions and feelings, why you repress them in the first place, to look at the beliefs and conflicts around that, and everything that you need to do, everything that exploring a dream invites you to do in order to understand yourself and let go of difficult emotions and difficult feelings that are often attached to really limiting and conflicting beliefs that are holding you back from really making good progress and feeling good and comfortable about your life. So, that was all about things that may or may not come out of your mouth. So I hope you enjoyed that and got something from it. If you'd like to explore that more fully, of course, if you haven't got a copy of Dream Alchemy published by Hachette, easy to find everywhere, including through my website. My website address is www.dream.net.au. Oh, by the way, we've just done a redesign on that website, so you might like to go and have a look at that. It's looking a bit different. And there's also my blog at janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. And there's my shop, the Dream Store, at janeteresaanderson.com. And of course, both the website and the blog also lead to the shop, where you can go to look at my books, my ebooks, to find out how to consult me by Skype or by email, or how to train with me if you would either like to just train to understand how to interpret and understand your own dreams for yourself, or if you would like to learn some of the methods that I use so that you can become a dream interpreter or dream consultant, or if you're a clinical psychotherapist or therapist in your own field and you would like to train with me to learn and discover how I use dream analysis and dream therapy and dream alchemy in my own clinically based practice. So you can just click training and go and find out about all of that. Something for everyone. If you're a complete beginner, there's loads for you at any of those websites too. And Dream Alchemy, the book, is good for beginners or advanced people. Anyway, I'm told. So I think that's all the websites. If you've enjoyed this podcast, go to my blog at janeteresa.com/podcast, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, all 148 of them, many of which include having a guest on the show. When I have a guest on the show, someone comes onto the show with a dream to be interpreted, and you get to listen into how it's done and learn heaps from it. So thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show, and have a wonderful month. Have lots of insightful dreams. Do visit the website or the blog. See what's there for you. Lots of free resources. Have a look around the Dream Store, and I will release the next episode of The Dream Show in 4 weeks on the 7th of March 2014. Have a wonderful month. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.